The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. Yay! We made it. 4th of October, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Christina.
Happy Friday morning.
Happy Friday morning. Is there a national day out there?
I am checking right now, but if I'm not mistaken, the whole world is celebrating National Boyfriend Day.
National Boyfriend Day, okay.
This is what I wake up with this news in my social media. But also, today's World College Radio Day.
Regular what?
Today's World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day. Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Well.
And okay. Also World Smile Day.
Okay, we can go with that one. I'm smiling because Katrina's here with a puppy, and we'll get to her in just a second. Today, it's going to be a cooler. It's only going to be about 92 today, about that. And the weather is going to be, you know, in the 90s here for the next, several days until Wednesday, where it drops down to 88, and on Thursday, 83, approximately, you know, these are just approximately. So looks like it's starting to cool off finally. And of course the lows during the evening are going to be very nice, 60s, low 70s, mainly in the 60s. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. They've been in the business for 30 years and they're into the third generation that are running the business. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They're really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Katrina has brought in Max.
How? You could name him Max, though.
You can name him anything you want because he's a puppy. He's a Brindle Pity Cross.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we have him as.
And he's got his chew toy, and if he's not chewing on it, he's licking you. So this is how old is Hal?
He's only 3 months.
3 months. So
he's baby.
He's a baby, and you can raise him just the way you want him. So he come in with mom and a bunch of other puppies, or what?
No, actually, he was found as a stray, and the person who the person who found him was actually very, very kind, and they offered to foster him for a while, which is something we offer to people, that if you find a dog while we're looking for the owners, if you're, you know, able to foster them, we always are always excited for that option. So he was in a home for a little while, and then he got neutered and is now ready to find his forever home. So he's kind of new to our shelter. He's only been there for a couple of days.
Oh, okay. So he's ready to find his forever home.
Yeah. And he's very exactly what you think of with a puppy. He's very happy. He's very friendly with everybody. He's very curious, very playful.
Uh-huh.
He's just been playing with a toy this entire time. Trying to keep him occupied because he gets bored pretty easily.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, perfect for molding into whatever your family dynamic is, whether you have kids, whether you have a bunch of other animals. Puppies are really great to be able to be the perfect fit for you.
Okay. Well, he is, you know what, he's a cutie. And he's got kind of a shepherd muzzle.
Kind of does. He has like the dark muzzle.
Yeah, it's almost like a Malinois. So, oh, and he's saying, I want to get on the floor and run around, but we know that's not going to happen.
Not this time.
Nope, because, well, you know, he still probably needs to work on being housebroken.
Yeah. he's still refining his skills.
He's
so
refining his skills there, but what a cutie. His ears kind of droop forward. You know, they're half up, and then the upper half kind of droop forward. They're cool. Like I said, he's brindle colored. He's very bright. He seems to be very, he's an active little puppy. He's 3 months old.
Yeah.
He's a puppy. So what else is going on over there?
All right, now we're doing Biffle Empty the Shelter.
Oh, that's right. So you could get Hal.
For nothing.
For free.
For free. That's going on until October 15th, and that's for every dog and cat in our adoption center. Their adoption fee is waived.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I forget what her name is, Bissell, of course, but she spends a lot of money on these. She's really an animal.
Kathy Bissell.
Yeah. She's really an animal. She cares about animals, and so she knows that sometimes there's a barrier between a great family having a pet and because of money, especially in today's economy. So she's taking care of that for you.
Exactly. It's amazing. And it's actually really cool because the Bissell Pet Foundation, if you buy Bissell products, it automatically donates to their pet foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So Bissell's a really great company to support.
Now, he's going to be neutered, chipped, vaccinated.
He is all of those things.
He's all of those
so much
things
more.
Right now. And so he's ready to go home today.
He is.
In fact, Joshua Johnson is waiting to come in, so we may just hand him the puppy on the way in. And then he can, if he says no, then I'll hit him on not liking animals.
Yeah, exactly. Who
doesn't like puppies, Josh? No, that's not fair.
Then our work here is done.
Our work here is done. And then what I'll do is I'll bring a politician in, or somebody that's run for office, every Friday, and we will adopt out until the election's over.
I think that's a great plan.
Well, as long as they don't show up the day after the election back at Haven Humane. Okay?
Yeah.
No. Okay, that's super, super. Okay, Hal, good luck. I would pay for your adoption fee, except it's free. Okay, Bark, Wine, and Brew is tomorrow night.
Bark, Wine, and Brew is tomorrow
sold out.
Night. Sold
yeah.
out.
Linda got our costumes yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Are you excited?
Yeah, it's Hero and Villains. The one I wanted, our friend never showed back up. Otherwise, I'd have been uncomfortable for the whole evening, but I would have had the best costume. So now my second idea, we just couldn't find him. And so now Linda went out and she got some really interesting costumes for tomorrow night.
That's exciting.
Okay. Hey, what can I say? Well, thank you so much, Katrina, for what you do and what Haven Humane does for our community.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. Just want to remind everybody that if you need a change in TV, that now's the time to call B&T Satellite. And you can get up to $200 in a gift card for making the change to Dish. Call the guys at B&T Satellite, which, by the way, is a locally owned company owned by Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned company, and you can get signed up and receive up to $200 in a gift card. Give them a call, 530-241-3474, B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Joshua Johnson.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual Fall Plant Sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. Local Board of Directors. Matt Mosley is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank. I just saw him in one of the branches the other day. We do business there. In fact, they make it very easy to do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one downtown, one over in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center over at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and newest branch over or down in Anderson on Ventura Street. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Joshua Johnson, who is candidate for the four-year term of city council. There's a two-year term also with Mark Mazzano and Aaron Resner running for that, and one other person.
Yep.
And then for the 4 years, there's Joshua and Dr. Paul DeNuca and
Mike Littow
and
Ian Hill.
There's one more.
I think Dave Backus.
Dave Backus. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Well, you would know.
Yeah.
I've had
most of them on.
We've got about six or seven forums together.
Yeah, right, so. Something like that. Okay, we've had two big meetings at the city council concerning the rodeo. So the last one seems to be there was a letter of intent that's going to be issued.
Yeah, we actually voted on a resolution with the intent for a long-term lease, a 25-year long-term lease, and just contingent on, you know, finalizing the rest of the negotiations. But we have moved through a lot of the big items. Mm-hmm. We have a few other conversations to have with other partners in and around those grounds and how to work together and build more partnership. That's the goal of getting face-to-face is not only to negotiate the lease, which that part is moving along very quickly, but also how do we further strengthen more than we can imagine the partnership between the city and the rodeo, like other cities do, like up in Pendleton, Oregon, or places like that, which I actually had great conversations with a couple of city council members up there.
And yeah, you called some people. You know, Pendleton, the Pendleton Roundup's big.
Yeah, I can't wait to experience that. I want to see that and also go to their Whiskey Fest. That's apparently it's as big as the rodeo.
Well, you see things like the St. Paul. Oregon rodeo. There's 600 people in that town, and it's a huge rodeo. And I talked to the guy in charge of it, their general manager, and he said the whole town is involved, and it's in generations of people. Of course, they pull a lot from Portland and other, you know, from the other surrounding areas. But there's no reason that Reading couldn't strive to have that kind of rodeo event where tens of thousands of people come for not just a rodeo, but then other events that go along with it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the dreams that we're having and that we're striking up conversations around is how do we actually kind of further deepen the culture of the rodeo within our downtown community as well and do more events. And they have some incredible ideas on how they want to do that. I think there are some others that are coming to the table that the mayor and myself and city staff are working up. So I think what this whole situation kind of shows for our community is that, you know, we need council members that are willing to get and roll up their sleeves and get into the trenches and find partnership, you know, with key players in our city. And the rodeo is one of them. And I know that, you know, there is a big misunderstanding about not just saying yes to the lease right away on the get, like out the get on in August in that meeting, and that meant we didn't want the rodeo there. But that's not the truth, you know. And so time played out, and it's showing that that's not actually the intent of the city or our council members. But, you know, I kind of explain it this way. If the best man at my wedding came to the city of Reading and said, hey, Josh, I want to do a 25-year lease with the city of Reading, just sign it. Trust me, it's good. I would say, hey, thanks, man. I want you to win, but I need to read that. I also represent the city of Reading and the wider community. And a partnership is us coming to the table and looking at each deal point and actually finding opportunity. Maybe there's more that we can add there that can benefit both of us. And that's what I think these negotiations have, you know, been playing out and benefiting both the rodeo and the city in the long run. So I'm grateful for it. I know that there was misunderstanding about it, but I think what you got to see is kind of, you got a trial run of what I'm about. I'm okay to listen, but listening to me means taking that information and then rolling up the sleeves and doing the work, calling city council members or, kind of ideating and brainstorming with the rodeo on more ways to grow it here in this community because I think it's an incredible part of our history.
Well, for 76 years, the rodeo has been essentially been on its own. They've gotten the leases from the city, but it's been kind of like, oh, okay, we have the rodeo, but it hasn't really been a partnership with the city, and it could be so much better.
I absolutely agree.
For both sides. So let's hope that happens. There was a shooting last night at Roundtable Pizza.
Right.
We just had had Reading Police Department on Wednesday. We've lost seven officers who have just retired, but we don't have the funds to hire new people. Tax base is dropping in Redding. Crime is not dropping. I mean, our guys are doing a great job, but we have a shooting. This is like the third one this year that I can remember.
Yeah.
What are you gonna? What's your thoughts on making sure that we have that funding for the police? Even though we know that the vast majority of the general fund goes to first responders and public safety.
Yeah. Well, first, you know, I think that homicides are, a way for it kind of elevates, you know, crime and makes us think about it a lot differently because someone lost their life and it's so sad. You know. But homicides are actually, you know, not something that's very
easy
to prevent.
It's not a big thing. I mean, it's not a huge problem.
Yeah, it's not a huge problem here. We have about three or four a year on average, maybe six on the high end. We've had years that are lower and some years that are higher. You know, I think our chief is doing a great job. One of the things I want to give him credit for is he's doing a great job in this time where budgets are tighter, going out and finding grants to maintain the levels that we need to maintain in our community. That's one of the ways. You know, California is a very unique state, as we all know. And the way they distribute funds back to cities, you know, they take it, you know, from our taxes and they give it back to us in bits and pieces. And we have to go ask for it in weird ways. And grants are one of them. So, yes, our sales tax base has gone down by about $1.5 million, you know, on projection this year. But our property tax has gone up above projection. So that's actually what's been saving us is that our property values have been going up, went up about 7% last year, and we only projected 2.5-3%. So that's, you know, it's not all bad news, but when it comes to public safety, we have to work hard to keep the levels adequate enough to make us feel safe in our community, and it's super important. So I think that's what the big challenge this next year is going to be, as we have a budget deficit and we're moving funds around. What services are we going to delay? So projects on public works projects or community services, we all have to ask ourselves, well, what services do we want more than the other? And we're going to be listening to the community about that as we make decisions, because, you know, police and fire is about 85% of our budget. And then we got 15% or so for everything else. So that's your parks and some of your roads and some of all these other things. Then you got ratepayer stuff. So anything that's ratepayer based, water, sewer, electric, that's all separate. Right? Because those funds can't come over and just save us.
Right.
You know, ratepayer funds have to help keep rates low for the ratepayers. And that's a state mandate. So, you know, those are the things we're going to be working with all of those parameters and try and make the best decisions for the community.
Okay, so what it comes down to is your priorities. Infrastructure, public safety. Where does parks fall into this?
Well, parks is a huge part of why we're here. You know, we love our parks in Redding. You know, I'm triple booked, going to a tennis tournament, and I'm going to Big League Dreams, which is now the Redding Sports Park, because the softball groups are actually kicking off tonight. I'm going to go say hi to them because we've reopened that park, which only took about 60 days, which I give a lot of credit to Travis Menny for what he did there and the staff and how quickly they moved. And we listened to the people, and they said, hey, we want to open it, even though some of the infrastructure, there's some improvements needed. We still want to play.
Yeah, I guess the ball fields need help.
A lot of help.
The indoor skating rinks needed a lot of help. Which leads to another question. We've had two different sports facilities, the soccer field and Big League Dreams, that have fallen into disrepair. And they come under the parks. In the case of the soccer field, they were supposed to be, the people leasing it were supposed to be putting money into a fund to fix the fields as they, you know, as they wore out or whatever it was. And they didn't put one cent into that. And that came under the Parks and Recs. Big League Dreams has been having problems for years with this. Now, it wasn't Travis Menny. Travis Menny?
Right.
Right. He wasn't in charge then, but he was part of it, working for Kim Niemer. Have there been any changes in the way of oversight is there?
So let's talk about that. This is why I think it's important to have a mix of council members. I think it's I love that we have some retired police officers on council. I love that we have consultant and self-employed people. I love that we have a nurse. I love that we have those. We need people that have a business acumen on council too. When we do these big leases or we do these negotiations with organizations and public-private partnerships, who is at the table that can look at this and say, hey, this doesn't seem right? And what should have, you know, what we've learned, I won't go to a lot of shoulds because it's not as helpful as looking at what is. What we've learned is that it's the business model can't support an entity paying for utilities, paying for their staff, paying for all their programming, and setting aside money. They don't make enough money to do that, and setting aside enough money for all the infrastructure improvements, which happens every 3, 5, 10 years, which are in the millions of dollars. So we're going to have to relook at those fields and those and that business model way differently. And we're going to have to start from zero and say, what does it look like? As if we were starting today and we had all that property given to us and the infrastructure that is there now given to us, and say, what is the right structure so that we don't set them up for failure and also don't have a false premise on the city side that they're just going to take care of everything. We have to have a reality check. And that's what that's why I think we having a business person on council matters.
Well, I agree. But there's got to be somebody that's supervising it.
Absolutely.
And it obviously wasn't being done. And of course, you rely on your department heads and all this. So there's got to seems like there's also got to be a change in how that happens too.
Yeah,
you know, maybe regular reports. I mean, I'm not telling you all how to suck eggs, but you know, it's got to be some kind of changes there. That I mean, because the city ends up on the hook for all this. We had, you know, we paid millions to get the soccer field fixed, and now we're having to rehab Big League Dreams to a certain point. And take people that got other jobs.
The soccer fields came through. There was some grant funds, REU, and you know, there's some things there. But there's, you know, we I think are realizing when it comes to our parks, by and large, infrastructure is probably going to fall on the city for infrastructure improvements. But programming and other like concessions and ticketing and sporting events and all that, we probably can partner up with other organizations to do that pretty well. We're exploring all those options, but I don't like rev share agreements with the city. I mean, you're having to audit, then you have to audit the audit at the end of every year, and you know, you're doing quarterly payments, and you got people giving cash at the door. Like there's so many things wrong with it, right? And it didn't go well. I'm glad that terminated and that we can move forward into a new future with now the Reading Sports Park.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Joshua Johnson. He's Reading City Councilman, but he's running for election. I don't know if it's re-election.
It's not re-election. I was appointed, so now I'm...
This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff's been with us since the very first day that we opened the station up. And I can tell you, we've taken our car and truck down there several times for him to repair it. And he's just done a perfect job. Not just a good job, not just a great job. It's been perfect. And that's the kind of work he does. He is from the old school, and he will take care of your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. He brings it inside. He temperature controls everything for your car, truck, SUV. I've actually seen big RVs out there that have gotten chips in their windshields, and he's fixed those also. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurstein, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Joshua Johnson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for city council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Turtle Bay's 18th Annual Fall Plant Sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the DeBot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we have the phone lines filled. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Joshua? On. You're on. You're live, buddy.
I'm on. I thought it was somebody ahead of me. Anyway, part of our problem, I think, is the drugs, and we have to keep paying more money on our property taxes. But if we could get rid of the drugs, our borders are wide open, and the drugs are coming through by the truckload. So I think that's part of the problem that he just talked, or you guys just talked about. There was a problem at the pizza parlor, I guess.
Yeah.
So somehow we need to get rid of that, and I could talk for quite a long time on it. So maybe I'll call back another time or maybe call your sister station across town, and I can make a recommendation on getting rid of drugs. I got a thing for that.
Well, Joshua, you can probably reach Joshua at the City Hall and tell him what your plan is.
Okay.
That'd be great. My email is jjohnson@cityofreading.org. Love to hear from you.
Okay.
Yeah, drugs are a problem.
Phone number.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
I said I'll have to get a phone number because I don't have a email.
Yeah, if you go to the cityofreading.org and you go to the city council page, there is a phone number there. I do get voicemails. They forward them on to me.
And he'll call you back.
Okay, I'll check there then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay, let's go to Nick. Good morning, Nick. Hello, Nick. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Joshua. I got a question for you, and I know you're going to give me the runaround on an answer. So at the end of the day, I want a yes or no. Being the city of Reading contributes 80% of the visitors to the Shasta County Jail, do you feel the city bears any responsibility to help finance a new jail and more jail beds?
Absolutely. We should be a collaborative partner. But to finance it, I think that's the question. I think one of the things we can do is actually do surplus land. We have surplus land in the city of Reading that we can offer a new jail, and I would be in support of that. Also, we do pay our fair share, and I'm willing to look at this too, but continue to pay our fair share of booking fees. But when it comes to the way that a new jail is going to be financed, it's going to look different than the way it did in the past. California is not straight up financing new jails for people. So we're going to have to do it in a different way. And I hosted a workshop with Sheriff Michael Johnson about a year and a half ago, which brought the whole community together, and we talked about these ideas. I absolutely want to be a partner in that with the sheriff and the county.
Well, good. I hope you continue to do that. I know the county has a decent little chunk of money. I know the price of building is going way, way up, but it seems like the booking fees aren't covering, you know, what I would consider the city's obligation to help finance it. So that's paramount to us. If you want to clean up Reading, we need more jail cells.
Okay. Thanks, Ned.
Thank you.
Surplus land. Can you sell surplus land and give the money for a new jail? Can you do that?
You can offer. So if you go through surplus land, and like for instance, the old city dump grounds off of Oregon Trail Road, a developer's not going to build a development on that. Most likely, it's not going to be feasible. But we could then, after going through surplus, the county can make an offer on it. And we could actually do a partnership with them. We can, similar to the way we do the rodeo grounds.
A place, so it would be a place to build it.
Correct.
Okay. It's too bad you don't have surplus land that you could sell. And just say, okay, all this money goes to the jail. But I don't think you can do that. I'm not sure. Okay, we got another phone call here. I can't tell if it's Shane or who is it? Sean. Sean, good morning. Sean.
Good morning. Yeah, I want to go back to the stuff about parks. I'd like to talk to Josh about Lake Reading Park and the sand courts there. My family and I and friends, we spend a lot of time there, and we'd love to see that expanded. We need more courts there, and if we could get a few more courts there, we could even have some USA Volleyball sanctioned tournaments there.
What's your name,
and
sir?
Then,
Sean.
Sean, you're my guy.
Yeah.
This is. Do you know that? I love that idea. Keep going.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time there. You guys did raise the rates a lot from $11 an hour to $17.50. It's a heck of a jump. But I have some ideas on that. One, we shouldn't shut that park down at 10 and stop taking reservations at 10. You're missing a lot of revenue there. Because people come in at 10 knowing there's no reservation, so they just have to, everyone's to share the courts. If you guys opened that up and took that to midnight, and then, the police running people off on the grass part of the field, people will set up their own nets because they're waiting. You'll have 100 people out there. And I've seen the police at 8:30 telling them they have to leave because the park's closed. That park is open from, dawn till dusk, technically. That should be changed there. We should change that to midnight. Well, it's well lit and very well used, and we need more courts.
I think, Sean, the reason the police are doing that isn't because of the volleyball players.
No, it is the volleyball players, Carl. I actually work for the city.
Uh-huh.
I've done a lot to help improve that park right there, that piece of the park and the lighting.
Yeah.
There is not an issue of the homeless there. They're running volleyball players off, and they're young kids. This is where we want them. Like, let them come to one place so we know where they're at.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. But I'm thinking is if they say the park is closed at dusk and they just move out homeless people but leave the volleyball players, you're opening yourself up to something. That's the only thing.
Let me jump in real quick.
That's why I suggest a rule
open
change
up later.
for that specific piece.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Just that piece, not the whole thing.
Sean, so I'm a huge sand volleyball player. Actually partnered up with a friend of mine, Lance Jacobs, Jamie Lynn and Brent Weaver. We formed a little group and put those courts in, partnering up with the city of Reading on that. And we did the labor. The city provided the materials. We are looking at, putting two new courts there so that we can do collegiate tournaments up here. With Simpson has a sand volleyball team now, Shasta College sand volleyball team. And, we would be able to do, like you said, some more, youth tournaments as well. So that's actually in the works, and that's part of the dream. So good job. I'm glad that you're using it. Yep.
Yeah. Nope. I appreciate it. I just wanted to get it out there because we need to expand it. We need to expand the hours and take advantage of the revenue we can draw from there.
Hey, Sean.
And just real quick, I'm not a huge fan of Lance. He acts like he owns that place. And he is not somebody who pays. He will not pay to rent, even when he's charging people for classes. So... just throwing that out there. I'm not a huge fan of that guy.
Sean, I'm glad you called because I didn't realize we had such a strong community for the beach volleyball group.
Carl, I would ask you to go out there this evening, Friday night, Saturday night, and even Sunday night. Go out there and look, and you will see 50 to 75 of our people, our young people and some adults, because I'm in my 40s and we're out there. And they will be out there well past 10. They're not smoking. They're not doing drugs. They might be playing a little bit of music that's, not my favorite. But they're in one place, and they're not fighting. I mean, that's a great place, and we need to really capitalize on that.
Yeah, I'm glad you called, because anything we can do, big league dreams, the soccer fields, the volleyball courts, Tiger Field, anything we can do to get more kids and people involved in it is better for our community. So thanks so much for the phone call.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Okay. Got to run. Okay, we got to take a break here. Now, when we come back, as soon as we come back, I'm giving away two tickets to the Haunted House, the Reading Haunted House, put on by the Rotary Club of Reading.
The best Rotary. Oh, sorry, that's my Rotary.
It's going to be the Reading Haunted House at the Monolith. Two dates, 24th through the 26th and the 28th through the 30th. And these are free tickets for two people. So when we come back, don't call during the break because Christina will go crazy on me. Call. As soon as we come back, I'm going to announce it again, so get ready. And Robert, hang on. Or Richard. Is it Richard? It's hard for me to see because of the way the light's coming through here. We'll get to you right after this break.
Matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gained knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Need waiting to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road Base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Lauk's Landscape Supply, October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Durst, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at laukslandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024. Let's do it again. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is where we go to buy our jewelry because they're just absolutely great people. Locally owned, locally operated, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only watch repairman and the only stone cutter in this whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. And like I said, they're really, really fine people down there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And I'm giving away two tickets to the Haunted House, presented by the Rotary Club of Reading. Those tickets are good for any time during October 24th to 26th, or 28th to the 30th, down at the Monolith, open from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Gates open at 6:30. You can get two tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567. And Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Johnson, a question about firearms rights. Senate Bill 2 went in effect the beginning of 2024, prohibited concealed weapons permit holders from carrying on local government or state properties. The County of Shasta passed a resolution invoking the penal code, and now people can carry on county property. The city council refused to pass the resolution, and Mayor Audette refused to pass her proclamation invoking that portion of the law to protect the citizens who right now cannot carry on city property, period, not even a park. But Mr. Johnson, what would you support a new resolution coming forward to allow citizens to carry on city property? And I appreciate your time. Thank you.
I would support a resolution for essentially continue to uphold the Second Amendment. Carrying on city property, I want our police department to do that. In every single council meeting, for instance, we have about three or four officers in there that are there to keep us safe in those buildings. I'm okay with that at this time. I'm open-minded to continue the conversation. That's how I kind of approach these things.
I think what he's talking about is any city property, is any park, and there's police are not out there. And if, when you're walking to the city council, you're not allowed to carry a firearm. So essentially you've disarmed your population except for guys that do shootings out at the pizza place. Yeah, I think is what he's addressing.
Yeah, I mean, I would just I'm open to the conversation. I haven't put a lot of time and thought into that one. I've been kind of thrust into a few other key issues in the city right now, but I appreciate the comment, and I'll look into it.
Did we give these away? We did. Okay. Somebody just won the who won the haunted house?
This gentleman's name is Chris.
Okay, Chris, you're going to go to the haunted house and try not to scare yourself to death. Okay. All right. I tried to give these away to somebody, you know, the tickets just showed up, and they said, she said, my husband will never go to one of these haunted houses because it scares him. I think that's the idea. It's, you know, it's when you hear the chainsaw, you know, start. That's when you really start wondering. Okay, I'm here with Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council. He's a city councilman right now, appointed. And we've talked about rodeo. We've talked about public safety. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about the Reading Sports Complex. Used to be the Big League Dreams. How that's being funded, what's going to be done with that. Now, you got 3 minutes left. Sure.
Yeah, I think one of the things that has been great about being appointed is that the people get to kind of see what they're going to get. You know, the kind of things that I want to get done, the way in which I can collaborate, the way I can work through conflict, the way I can work with people that might even vote against me from time to time. It's I don't hold grudges. I want to get work done in government. It has been stated there's a candidate who says he does this full time. I would say it's not about being able to do it full time or not. It's about what you do with the time. So I want government to work for the people. I want to remove some of the unnecessary friction. Being on this side of the counter and building 50,000 square feet over the last few years and knowing where some of the friction lies and working with all of the different departments, I have relationships, and I start problem solving through relationship. You know, I don't start by personal attacks. I don't start by, you know, just creating conflict for conflict's sake. My goal is to find a solution. So that's what you get from me. Over the next year or two, the budget's going to be a huge focus. I want to update our economic incentive policy, which hasn't been updated in 30 years. I want to then partner up and collaborate with the county and double up our economic incentives with them so that when we are trying to attract and retain doctors, we can do that. When we're trying to attract and retain businesses and helping our local businesses here, already here, grow within our city, that's what I want to do. So that's what you'll get from me, and you can find more information at joshforreading.com.
Do you have any events coming up? You're not Dancing with the Stars, are you?
I am going to the Dancing with Stars. You'll see me at those events. I'm door knocking. I'm coming to your neighborhood. That's what I want to do. I want to meet you and talk to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Josh, for being with us and clearing up a rodeo and those other things. Tonight is the opening night of the Stillwater Powwow. Linda and I are heading down there, and we're going to be watching the grand entry that starts at 7. They're going through Saturday and Sunday. If you've never seen the grand entry, I recommend you really go there. And the reason is that there's over 100 dancers that come in full regalia. and with drums and singing and all this. And it is a beautiful, beautiful presentation. And it's free. It's down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, good parking, and just come on in there and get in the stands and you can see it. And that's going to be going, like I said, tonight. Tomorrow it opens at 9 and Sunday it opens at 9. So, okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and hopefully Congressman LaMalfa will call in right after the news. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The newly released September employment report vastly exceeded analyst expectations. 254,000 jobs created last month. But Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says that based on past practice, he's not at all sure this impressive number will stand.
It has been heavily revised and consistently downward. So the number of jobs in the economy is very likely being overstated.
The September unemployment rate came in at 4.1%. That was down a tenth of a percent from August. At least 215 deaths, a result of Hurricane Helene, the Carolinas, especially hard hit, and the disaster is still unfolding. In relation to that, FEMA, under Biden-Harris management, drawing fire for being MIA.
The Biden-Harris administration has used more than $1 billion tax dollars to provide services for illegals rather than Americans in need of disaster relief. And information obtained from FEMA's own website, the group allocated nearly $364 million in the fiscal year 2023 and $650 million for the 2024 fiscal year to the Shelter and Services Program to, quote, provide humanitarian services to non-citizen migrants following their release from the Department of Homeland Security. This comes as DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims that FEMA doesn't have the money to make it through the remainder of the hurricane season and would like Congress to approve more money for the government organization. Tasha Stevens reporting.
It's back to the docks, back to work for tens of thousands of port workers from Maine to Texas. Their union suspended the strike after 3 days. It's suspended until January 15th, providing more time for bargainers to come up with a new contract proposal. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 86 points, the Nasdaq ahead 128 points, and the S&P is better by 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
The natives posing a big challenge for China's tourism industry.
A Chinese government social media push to let the scenery be for the guests comes as tourists are complaining of long waits and dangerously overcrowded facilities. Officials in charge of major sites are urging locals to act as good hosts by staying away from nearby hotspots, from Shanxi's Guanyin Temple to the Huangshan Yellow Mountain in nearby Anhui Province. There's been a surge in travel following the pandemic, with 190 million domestic rail journeys planned for this week alone.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. A severe rainstorm struck Bosnia overnight, killing at least 14 people, flooding several towns and villages in central and southern parts of the country. Rescue services report several people are unaccounted for. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, this tax season, more Americans will be able to exclaim, if it's free, it's for me.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. The Direct File program allows taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the IRS directly without using commercial tax preparation software. In the 2025 tax season, more than 30 million people in 24 states will be eligible to participate. The program was rolled out as a pilot program for the 2024 tax season in 12 states. The IRS says the program will be permanent and that they are working to expand taxpayer eligibility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Republican challenger David McCormick have held their first debate of the race. One thing they agree on, they oppose the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. So, good morning. It is the 4th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning. So, Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm excited about Friday. Good morning.
What are you doing this weekend?
I was all week working and working on the weekends as well. I'll be off on Sunday, so I'm just excited about my day off. And back to work.
Okay.
Well, not so much fun. But I feel it's just life routine.
Hmm?
Just some life routine.
Just life working? Yeah, it's like that, isn't it? So we got a picture of the puppy today.
Yes, and by the way, I forgot to mention the previous hour. Today's also kind of nice national day for people who like to celebrate the Fridays.
Why?
Today is National Vodka Day.
Vodka. Vodka Day. Is that the, of course, the pronunciation from Europe.
What is vodka.
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 Not vodka. Like we pronounce it. We pronounce
To be honest, when I moved to America, I really was surprised how Americans like vodka.
Oh, Americans like vodka.
Like more than actually in Europe.
Really?
Yes, they drink more like rum and whiskeys and different like mixed drinks more than vodka.
More than vodka. Well, you know, vodka. I kind of like that. I'd like to do the weather, except I can't find it. I've put it someplace. It's in here someplace. But today, it's supposed to be 92 degrees with the lows in the low 60s. And I can tell you this, that the weather is going to be like this in the low 90s until next week. And then around Wednesday, it starts going into the, that's okay, low 80s. And, or the, I'm sorry, it's going to go to 88. And on Thursday, 82. And the low is down to 62. So we're going to be looking at really, really good weather, my friends. And so like tonight, the Stillwater Powwow starts. Tomorrow night, Bark, Wine, and Brew. There are so many things that are happening over the next couple of weeks, and it looks like the weather is just going to be fully supportive of what's happening. So that's pretty good. We're pretty happy about that. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been in the business for 30 years. They've won awards for hiring veterans, awarded by the state of California for hiring veterans in their business. They are a veteran-owned business. They give great customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's starting to cool off. So it's a good idea to give them a call at 530-365-3793. So you can start with your propane needs. They've even got indicators that they put on the tanks that that sends them a wireless, you know, internet type message that says that your tank's getting low. So, and they can come out and fill it for you. Pretty cool. Now, if I can find my producer, Christina, is the congressman on? Oh, he's not on yet. We just talked about the powwow. You know, over 200 people have lost their lives. I think it's like 206 people have lost their lives in Helene and all of the rain that they've had on the East Coast. You're hearing just really sad stories about people that were, this one guy clung to a tree for 7 hours before the tree was swept away. The Blue Ridge Parkway, which is arguably one of the prettiest parkways you can drive on the East Coast. I've driven that parkway several times, and it's just beautiful. Has been shut down totally because of this. Towns have been cut off because major bridges have washed away back on the East Coast from the amount of rain. I went over the amount of rain. It's something like you could fill, 60,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools for the amount of rain that fell during that period. Some towns got 2 feet. Think of this, 2 feet of rain in a town. Some towns are just no longer there. They have washed away. And part of the reason is because up in the northern regions there, where Asheville and those places are, it's mountains up there. And what that does, it stalls the clouds, so the clouds will dump even more water. And then I heard yesterday it's called the Brown Ocean, which sounds kind of horrible, really. But what it does is because it will suck up, because of the storm, it will literally suck up water off the ground and pull it back up and dump it again. Yeah, I've never heard of that before, but that seems to be some of the phenomena also that's happening back there. When you're looking at the totals of rainfall, but the mass destruction, and now you're hearing that FEMA is running out of money to help these people. And so that's becoming where's that money going to? Well, as you can imagine, 600 million of it went to other things than emergency management, as our government gives money and to certain nefarious areas, it seems like. So if you want to help, the scams are just multiplying out there that want to take your money because you want to help. Go to the Red Cross. Go to the Red Cross. Donate your money there. They're there right now. They're helping people. Military has got people there. But the Red Cross is out there helping people right now. I noticed that other organizations like the NFL and others are raising money to help the people that this has hit, from Florida through the Carolinas into Tennessee, Virginia, all of these places, especially in Tennessee. I'm just surprised that it hit so hard there, except this is like one of those, every 1,000 years that happens. But imagine towns no longer have roads to join them, to be able to get to them. There's no electricity. There's no there's nothing they have, and they're trying to reach all these people. So if you want to help, go to the Red Cross and, donate there. And, it's like when we got hit with our fires, Paradise and Car Fire and all the fires we get, people from all over the nation donate money to try and help our people recover. And this is one of those times we can give back to the people there on the East Coast. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been in the business since 1993. Judy Maxwell began her business there, and she's been helping people since the day she's opened. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're not sure about what's going on in your retirement plans with the economy doing going the way it is, even though that I keep hearing that the economy is so strong, why is it then, if people take a look at their grocery bill from 3 years ago and look at it now, you're paying, you know, 75% more, if not more, on your grocery bills? Well, see, you can have all the investments you want, but for the vast majority of us out here, we get hit every time we go to the store. So there are things that are going to impact you on retirement plans or 401s. Why not get a second opinion, a free review and evaluation from Maxwell Insurance and Financial? Just give them a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back.
Ready Rodeo desperately needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Masana.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Masana.
Redding's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a...
go with Masana.
Redding's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop, Masana says go. Why stop progress for Redding? Re-elected.
Go with Masana.
And paid for by Mark Masana for Redding City Council 2024.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bond. It's Friday, the 4th of October, 8:20 in the morning, and the weather is beautiful, and it's going to stay beautiful for the next week, sunny, and the temperatures are going to start dropping. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. On the cutting edge of technology with a TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian heart system, wireless pacemakers that smaller and work better. This and so many more. The Da Vinci surgical robotic system, the XI. All of these are procedures and abilities of Shasta Regional Medical Center to do here. So you don't have to travel for hours down to Davis and other places. These are successful procedures that they're doing every day. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay. Have you ever heard of the fat? Okay, wait a minute. Make sure I've got to get this right because people will come screaming at me because I'm not being correct, politically correct here. You ever heard of the Fat Bear Week? Phone just rang. Maybe it's the congressman. Fat Bear Week. It's held up in Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve, and this is what people vote on their favorite bear that's fattened up to survive the winter. It's in its 10th year and celebrates the resiliency of 2,200 brown bears that live in the preserve on the Alaskan Peninsula. And you can vote on your favorite fat bear. And I tell you what, if you look at these photos, these bears have packed on some weight here. And there's this one that has got to be, it's absolutely huge. Absolutely huge. And, it's so big they call him Bear 747. There you go. And they've got a picture of him. My goodness. This bear needs a, you know, is huge, absolutely huge. Okay, on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Living the dream. What about you?
I use that same terminology.
So, what'd you think of the VP debate? Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it because I was at a gig somewhere. I don't remember what I was doing that day, but I didn't get to watch it, but I saw some excerpts, and I really liked how he took those so-called moderators apart for the highlight of, I think, the campaign season, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, what I don't understand is when you say we're going to go to a debate, and you just know what's going to happen. I mean, is it because they don't have a choice? Why, didn't it used to be that both sides had a choice of who the moderators were going to be?
There's not going to be a debate unless it's on a liberal channel, you know. It looks like, because, you know, Trump had pushed for, okay, we'll do one at, you know, PMSNBC and one at Fox or something. I don't know. So it's Harris won't do it, then we always get the blame for, yeah, don't show up for a debate. So, you know, I don't know. Our side shouldn't acquiesce and say, hey, no debate unless we have a balance of, you know, News Nation or One America News or, you know, Fox News or something, or, you know, Megyn Kelly. Now, Megyn Kelly, I have a lot of respect for going all the way back, okay? Even, you know, people got mad at her for asking Trump tough questions back in 2016. I thought at least they were going to be fair-handed, you know?
Yeah.
And people said, oh, I shouldn't ask him those tough questions. Like, well, you know, he kind of got into some of the zones there. But I knew she'd play it straight, you know? And somebody like her would be, you know, right, really good on the right side of things, I guess. But I think she'd play it down the middle, even though she goes right. So I don't know. But people can't figure that out. There's not a real lot of honesty in this whole thing anymore, Carl.
Well, that's the thing. Steve Garvey was on our show the other day. We did a recording with him, and I was, you know, here's the thing that I was struck by Steve Garvey was his humility. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's got the record in baseball for the most games played, But just he seemed like a man of humility when he was talking about things, and a man that really believes in what he says. And I'm just kind of it was interesting because I saw that you were out and took a tour through the car fire area and the Shasta Dam.
We did the Shasta Dam together. I had to split by the time they were going to go do the car fire and stuff, but we got to talk about a lot of these important things, and it said, you know, any resource I can help provide, because you know, I know a fair bit about the water situation and the forestry situation here, and those are two of the cornerstone issues for us north of Sacramento, that water supply to do all this agriculture we do, and forestry that used to be a really strong sustainer of the economy. Now it's just a, you know, impingement. I mean, the private lands still do pretty well, but, you know, Forest Service not getting off their keister to do things. We burn 400,000 acres every year or more, you know. Park fire, 400,000. Dixie fire, a million. Car fire, dock fire, you know, many, many homes and even some lives lost in all these things. So he gets all that, but it's not at his fingertips with where he's been in life. So, you know, you need friends to help you out with on that, just because I don't know a bunch of stuff either. So you got to rely on people you can rely on. So I'm happy to be a resource to it. But yeah, the bottom line, I found him to be a really nice, kind, humble, faith-based guy that is just trying to do a good thing. He doesn't care about partisanship or getting into, you know, necessarily fights and stuff. He told us he would sit down with every other 99 of the 99 senators and say, "Hey, I'm Steve. Let's go do things." You know, so pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's the impression we got. And so we were, you know, happy that we were able to interview him. He said when he gets elected to senator, he's coming back and being on the show. And I said, well, you better. Hey, one of the things that you talked
about. I bet he will.
You know what? There's no doubt in my mind that he wouldn't do that. Yeah, he'll do that. About the site.
I'll bet you a dollar that we can get him to open a Reading office. I've been leaning on every senator we have. So, you know what? There's something north of Sacramento.
Wouldn't that be something that they'd actually have an office up here in the Northern California area?
And we'll help.
You know,
Dems or Reeves, anybody come up here and do this stuff. You know, so
I never didn't think about it. But you're right. We have there's no Senate office up here. There's nothing. I mean, and you know, we are a million of their constituents up here.
I think a few more than that. But you look at the geography. It's obviously important geography to the state, and we, you know, but there is a population too, yes. And it's, I mean, if you care about the water supply of the state, you got to come up where's that, even though there isn't a lot of voters around the water supply. Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So I believe, you know, Senator Feinstein did used to come up occasionally to, I know she's been at Shasta Dam and did a boat tour up to the Pitt River and all that stuff to see what was going on with some of that controversy. With what a dam raise would mean. So I give her respect for doing that. And the Quincy Library Group, you know, with Wally Herger and her trying to look at forestry. I think of the last 30 years, she was probably the most responsive to rural and Northern California. She, you know, tried to help on ag. Now, some of my guys will say, like, well, she didn't do much on ag. But, you know, I don't know. The Dems are very captive to the extreme environmentalists in the Bay Area and L.A. and stuff like that. So it's hard for them to do this stuff. So, but she did. And you saw at the end with Senator Feinstein, she was getting a whole bunch of criticism from the left, like to get her to retire and go away because they didn't like that she wasn't 110% on their environmental crap all the time, you know?
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm being a little frank here, but anyway, yep.
So you also gave an update on the site's reservoir. So what's going on with
yes,
that?
Yes, sir, yes. You know, there was some concern here recently that some new delay with some paperwork issues and stuff. But as we checked into it, it was really going to be a minor reshuffling of some aspect of the permitting there so they had to take a closer look at. I can't even think of the details right now, Carlos. I'll just kind of
about the environmental report or something like that.
Yeah, something to do with one of the reports is. they need to reshuffle some aspect of it. It really wasn't going to be. So the first time I heard it, oh, crap, here we go. 6 more months of excuses of, oh, we need to reevaluate whether you made sure the water was going to be the correct color for the fish this time, you know. So it's just, there's always something. It's always something they make up, and the bureaucrats are freezing their tracks because, well, we don't want to get sued, so we better check this out and do it over again, you know. So, but this was a minor, very minor aspect of that that is supposed to be able to be solved pretty easily. But I'm not even sure why it turned into a news story, honestly. But
well, it was in the local one. So, hey, Senator, we need to take 2 minutes because we have a lot of political ads that we need to play here. So,
can I hear them?
Feel free to stay on. Also, I'm gonna come on the phone during this break and ask you. It's got nothing to do with anything we're talking about. It's something else that I need to talk to you to. So I will get on the phone here in a second.
Listener.
Okay,
let's make secret listeners. This is me and Carl's secret. Okay.
Yeah, this is no. It's not that. It's an event. Okay. All right.
Okay,
we'll be right back after these messages.
It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comenti, and I serve with Mary Rickert on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickert has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickert November 5th, a common sense conservative.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Been in the business since 1960, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Greatest place to get a haircut ever. It's a barbershop, not a salon. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop by and get a great haircut. Man's last stronghold. Did we manage to cut the congressman off? Yes, we managed to cut the congressman off the phone. We are truly experts. Oh, is the congressman back? Hello, Congressman LaMalfa. You know what?
The congressman is back, yes.
Okay, you know, that's me. I'm sitting there trying to push buttons and, you know, and Christina.
Oh, I do the same.
I know. She slaps my hands away from him and she goes, don't, Carl, do not do that. I'm like, okay, got it. What are some of the biggest things that are rolling through Congress right now?
Are we on the radio
yes,
now?
Yes, we're on the radio now. We are on the radio now.
Okay, I don't know if I can
that, frankly. Wally Herger didn't know it one time, and he was on it. And It was nothing bad said, but he was really being blunt about some things. So anyway, we are back on the air. So there's so many things going through Congress right now. We've got Israel and Iran.
Well, nothing actually happening in Congress because we're adjourned until November 14th or something. So it's.
I guess I should say, what are you going to be facing when you roll back in there?
The quick things are the farm bill, another round of spending bill, because that's going to expire in mid-December, so we got to do that over again. And we'll be whatever we're going to do with this disaster situation here, you know, since Kamala's sending a bunch of money over to Ukraine and all this instead of the help that we need here, you know. So I'm tired of this Ukraine deal. I need a better explanation of how that's going to actually work if we're going to hurt, billions and billions here, you know. I admit I supported the first round a long time ago because it looked like there might be something that would work or happen there. But it's just not working out, and Zelensky is becoming more untrustworthy, it appears. But anyway, we'll be wrestling with that one way or the other. Obviously, are we helping Israel to the extent that is good and effective and project strength for them and the U.S.? And, you know, we have to be looking at our NATO partners and things of, are they being as supportive as they should of everything we're trying to do over there, whether it's Mideast or world affairs? I'm really concerned with, you know, kind of a subtext here is that what I see, America enjoys a pretty strong freedom of speech. And I see the censorship stuff going on in England and other places like that, where people going to jail and for posting things on Facebook that are, you know, pretty innocuous. I just wonder, are these good trading partners? Are these people that we should be paying for their self-defense when they can't even treat in a Western civilization their citizens properly over some of this stuff, you know? Is it our business? Maybe, maybe not, but do we have to be supporting them so much with a lot of the things that we do? So, I mean, so there's a lot of things to wrestle with, and we have what'll be called the lame duck session after the election is over with, to take these things on and actually get them done, you know? So, something important in our area still is this fire tax situation, which we really, really, really thought was going to get done before we adjourned here, you know, a couple weeks ago. And the senators seemed, you know, some senators had a hold on the bill because meaning that they didn't want it to advance until they were more satisfied with certain things. Okay, that's their process over there. And it was finally all relayed. There's a couple Dems and a couple Republicans both had these issues. It really boiled down to on that fire tax bill that at the last moment an anonymous hold was put on the bill, like I'm told within minutes of when they were going to process that in the Senate. You know, they did the spending bill, the CR as it's called, but they didn't do that when we were right on the precipice there. And so that's important, A, just to get it done, but B, for whatever group of people might have asked for gotten the extension on their taxes from April 15th. My understanding is you can get a 6-month extension up to October 15th. Well, if we'd gotten the bill done, you know, at the end of September or something, they would have been in a good spot to not have to wonder if their extension was going to run out, and then they were going to be on the hook. Well, now they're going to be on the hook because as soon as the bill could get done, it'd be, you know, November 15th or 20th or something now. And this has been over 2 years, and I'm angered by it. I'm kind of embarrassed by the process on it. So we can't get this done for folks when it's a basic thing. Everybody likes the bill, Democrats, Republicans, House and Senate, pretty much, you know. It's in its last iteration, we got 382 yes votes and 7 no votes in the House. It combined some aspects of the hurricane relief, you know, from taxation on particular awards or things that might be happening in the Florida and southern states, and as well as the train wreck where people were may be awarded compensation after that, the one in East Palestine, Ohio. So, you know, it's a simple bill. It's not the IRS's money to begin with. They believe everything is theirs to begin with, even though it's settlement money. It's not like true income. So that's an important one that we'll be hopefully doing before Christmas.
Well, the government shutdown, you've addressed that a little bit, two short-term bills, one January 19th and the other one February 2nd. And the Senate, Johnson says he doesn't support another stopgap bill. He said if Congress fails to reach a deal, he will support a full-year continuing resolution. What's your thoughts? What are people thinking about that?
I don't think there's a final thought on that of anything. This is also fluid. It's also, you know, in motion. And in the context of right now with election season, obviously with the presidential, I don't think you're going to get a real thought on any of this stuff until after the election and the reality of who's in the White House and what the majorities are in the House and Senate. I don't think you can predict anything. So, government shutdown.
Well, that's true
it's too hard to say. It's just too hard to say, Carl, because this place doesn't really operate on a linear sense, you know. So there's no linear logic, or it's really. I mean, the fire bill I just talked about, that should have been a slam dunker, especially after all this time when it seemed to be worked out. And we believe Schumer is the one that put the anonymous hold. Isn't that gutsy? I'm talking to a Marine here. We're going to put an anonymous hold. We don't want to say who put the hold on the bill and wouldn't allow it to move, but it's believed the fingerprints and the DNA of it looks like it was Schumer himself that put the hold on, and for political purpose, because the senator from Florida, Senator Rick Scott, it might make him look a little bit better, or, you know, improve his status in this election he's facing right now. His election is not going to be the easiest down there in Florida against the Democrat. So it might have been to try and undercut Rick Scott's reelection. And then the following day after that happened, Schumer announced, several millions of dollars that the Senate Democrat committee was going to dump in against him in that race. So, you know, we don't have proof of him doing that. He was the anonymous one, but all the signs indicate from past practice and the politics of it that it was so.
How can you put a hold on a bill and not say who's going to do it? Who's doing it? I mean,
I don't know, man.
Are these rules, because they don't have the guts to put their name on it?
No, at least you got to have your name on the thing. Like, okay, I stand up and say we should hold this bill for this reason, okay? And that's how the Senate debates and do things. It's, you know, it's a gentleman's club over there with women. So it's just, I don't know. I mean, people ought to be just furious over what they see going on like that. And if they hadn't heard of this yet, then, you know, if you want something to do, light up Senator Schumer's switchboard in D.C. and then New York there for, like, why would you do this? You know, and then make him deny it or make him give a reason. You know, but they probably won't. Yeah. They'll say, well, that's anonymous hold. We don't claim that. Like, well, who in the Senate did place the anonymous hold? It's known that's a Democrat. It was so who would do this? What kind of rules are you guys playing by over there? It's you know, it's shameful. Anyway.
I just find it interesting, the rules that they play by and the rest of us can't. You know, but I guess that's politics. The
human condition, sir.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. It looks like there could be some changes in the House and the Senate after this election. Now, what are you hearing about that? Because there's one thing,
well,
you know,
I mean,
because
they're,
we
they're both. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go on.
They're both close enough that it could swing either way, depending on which way the pendulum of the election in general is going and the mood of the public at the time. Yeah, I mean, I think Harris and Biden, whichever one's in charge back there now, is doing some stellar work, you know, being extremely facetious here, on this hurricane business. You know, like, they announce a pile of money to Ukraine at the same time, say, well, you know, Mayorkas is saying, like, well, we don't seem to have much more FEMA money left. And we know that there's a pile of FEMA money that's been going to, as they call it, settle migrants. Well, no one's interested around here in settling migrants. And then I also hate this term migrants, Carl. A migrant typically is thought of as like a farm worker that, you know, follows the crops and moves along with it. Somebody breaking into our country, coming across the border, or has no legal status that Biden and Harris are flying in on aircraft into our interior of our country. That is no migrant. And, but you see the media, you see a lot of guys using this terminology. It's like, you know, it's like the term democracy. We're not a democracy. And you see people freely using these terms as factoids, right? There's another word for me, factoid. Factoid is actually not a fact. Everybody uses it because it sounds like a fun word, but it's actually something has been repeated so much as to people believe it's a fact. So that's what a factoid is. So anyway, I've noticed language is extremely important in this business. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it in grade school, but man, the words you use, the deception that can come behind them, or just the snowing of people by somebody up there at his PowerPoint trying to sound fancy, you know, I bristle at that stuff and I call it out and point it out. And we actually have a whiteboard in my D.C. office that I've written down all the words that we don't use that are BS words, so we're not putting them out in our communications. No, real. That's real, sir. That's real.
Is that right? Okay. Do not use these words because they are, you know, when people use them, they're lying.
Or they're trying to, you know, snow you or make you make them, you know, sound like, oh, we know it all and you don't and you need to listen to us because you're peons, you know. So, I read that. I read these press releases you guys put out. My eyes roll back to my head after two sentences or I fall over asleep. You know, it's just like, come on, don't talk to people like that. Anyway.
Okay, Congressman, we need to take another couple minutes and feel free to listen to the political ads as they come rolling through, and others. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
But you better not kill the bull. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the moon.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 on Your Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. Tonight, Stillwater Powwow kicks off, goes for the whole weekend. Tomorrow, Bark, Wine, and Brew with Haven Humane. Those tickets are sold out, but they're going to have a great time, and all the money goes to a great cause. And we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. You're around here someplace.
Good morning. Yes, I'm getting ready for some farming this morning.
Oh, okay. I got to ask. You still drive that tractor and do all those things?
Pardon?
You still drive that tractor and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's a tractor in the spring and it's a harvester in the fall, typically.
Okay.
But I've been doing some trucking, too. So, it's, and you know what? You know how freaking hard it is to get the permits and stuff done to run trucks in this state, you know, now that I've got my hands back on this a little bit more. These guys do not care about deadlines or that you got, you're trying to get your crop in. You know, I think we were told, you know, for a certain type of permit that, yeah, we had an issue with, but, 5 to 10 business days. Then they come back and say, oh, it's going to be 30 days because we have a backlog. We don't have enough personnel. We don't have enough staff and all this. And so, say, well, how about you just don't eat for 30 days? Because all of us out here, and I know other truckers in this situation, and they got revenueers parked around making sure everybody's 100% trying to pull people over and ticket them and stuff. Like, it is so amazingly bad to do business in this state. I know that's not news. And they're just out to gut you, you know. The insurance, too. A friend of ours is going to help us do some hauling, and they got this last-minute thing. Oh, you missed this form on your insurance here, like some little slip of paper. Everything else is all kosher. Okay, well, I'll do it. What do we do? It's like, well, it's going to take 10 business days for us to get done. Like, we're supposed to stay here for 10 business days and not run our trucks, you know, as the crop is out there ripening and stuff, because you guys in your tall building somewhere with the air conditioning can't process a piece of paper for me. You know, it's unbelievable.
You know, this is, just around town here, you know, there's places are shutting down. Mom and pops are shutting down, but and then you see the chains coming in. You know, it's service jobs, and I think here in Redding we've got 25 chicken places going, and I just saw where the immigration going out, and a lot of them are young people that are leaving California, which would be the future of California. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better, and yet we're seeing the same weird things that are happening in California are happening in places, on New York, Illinois, and these places too where their young professionals are leaving. What's going on?
Well, it's sooner won't be any place to leave to, but you know, California's always been the one, you know, in recent years leading in this, some of this nonsense. And with this Biden-Harris era, they've been, and the Democrats in the U.S. House and stuff, they've been trying to emulate some of the really bad laws we do here, like right out of the chute, or do it by executive action under Biden and Harris, you know. So it's a people's lack of understanding or caring about how things really work. You know, I mean, people got to burn things to stay warm and produce things. So are we going to do it in this country, or are we going to import it all, you know? And we do it pretty clean here, but it ain't going to be 100% perfect.
You know, one of the things that a lot of veterans up here, and one of the things that we see with Israeli, Iran, with China flexing its muscles everywhere in the South Pacific there, and the South China Sea, is the state of our military. And we haven't reached our recruiting goals for 2 years in a row. We've got ships that aren't even out in the water because there's not enough sailors for them. They're cutting back. The only service that made the recruiting goals was the Marine Corps. Does anybody give any concern to this back in the halls, the hallowed halls?
Carl, it is a great concern, because every time we do a CR instead of doing things properly with a budget and with, an actual appropriations process, which I've been, you know, talking about for most of this term, I really thought we were going to get a good run at that. And part of it is we put our own selves on the rocks with a handful of Republicans not being helpful. But
continuing resolutions are just basically taking, hey, here's your spending plan we have right now, and extending it. But that doesn't allow for planning for the military to procure equipment, you know, from aircraft carriers down to bullets. And so they're held up during the period of that time of the CR because they can't do long-term planning or ordering. You know, there was a question of more submarines. You know, we gotta start updating some of these 40-year-old submarines here. And, it's important for the nuclear triad to have all aspects of that. We got a missile sitting in the bunkers that, you know, they're supposed to be pulled out every, you know, I don't know exactly, but every 10 or 20 years and the fuel recheck and things like that, you know, to make sure the missile, when you hit the button, it doesn't just go pop up, you know, 5 feet and go back down or something. It's just,
well, that's nice, yeah.
Or, you know, so readiness, and you talked about recruiting. I mean, you love our military. We love our military. You served honorably and straight up. But if you were, you know, a young buck, 18, 20 years old right now, and you look at the way things are being run, and their emphasis on all this strangeness, and they're more worried about, instead of readiness and training, that making sure that, you know, that if somebody wants a sex change in the military, that somehow now we're obligated to help do that. We're supposed to help recruit that, and all the political correctness and DEI and stuff. That's not an atmosphere that basically young men who want to be ready to go fight and defend the country are going to look around and say, do I really want to be near this? Can I rely on this person who's basically mentally ill next to me to do the job we need to do in that foxhole, in that situation, running that, you know, bringing that aircraft in on the carrier or whatever? And I'm being blunt here too, Carl, but I'm tired of the nonsense, and it doesn't project well for those that would be contemplating joining, and then the planning you need for them to be able to keep procuring the equipment and material that is going to help them to project. And it's not like we don't have the threats, man. China is just watching, you know, and we're waiting for their moment. You know, I think their economy's tough right now and things like that. Maybe they haven't been as ready. I've been kind of, you know, worried about that for some time. You know, Russia, I think, they got their own problems here. I don't think they can do much, but they can sure hit a nuke button whenever they want to. But it's the in-between stuff. It's those small countries that don't really seem big enough to go to full world war with, but they can keep getting away with stuff. You know, Iran and all the things they're sponsoring over there. Why do we not have 100% chokehold sanctions on anything to do Iran and demand that of our NATO and other trading partners? Say, if you're playing ball with them, then we're going to have a hard time playing ball with you. I think Trump was moving that direction, and he's always misunderstood on about everything or on tariffs and things like that. But there's some effective tools. Iran is as close as ever they have to having their nukes done. And Israel, since they're on the receiving end of so much of this, within, you know, just minutes of missiles from there, Israel will do what it has to do, whether we're there or not. And I don't blame them. I think they should do what they have to do to exist. They have that right. But if they have us in their corner 100%, then the rest of the world's going to say, yeah, you know, we're not going to mess with Israel because the U.S. is going to be right there with them. And that helps keep the peace, for crying out loud. It means things don't have to happen that endanger our troops. You know, how much of our Navy is somewhere within, you know, the Persian Gulf or the Red Sea or somewhere in that, you know, the East Mediterranean? We got a whole bunch of assets over there right now. And if ultimately they get a lucky shot and they somehow get past the task force that to defends our carriers, let's say they get one of our carriers, That's a really big punch in the face to this country. What will we do to respond? What will we do? Will we just somehow let it go? Or do we got WW3? Do we destroy Iran?
We just take out all their oil fields. That's all. Just hit the oil fields. And
if that's the move, then you hit them all and
yeah,
you completely disable them.
Yep.
And you cut off their supply chain and
yep,
make sure the ports get nothing.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
that's what I would do. And you're not hitting cities or anything like that. You're hitting oil fields, and that takes away their money. And then
Israel is very, very careful on not hitting civilians and what they have to do, even though these dirtbags embed their missiles and all the stuff that Hamas personnel are up to. I mean, this was genius the last few weeks. You know, they did the beeper thing, then they did the...
Oh, they took out Hezbollah. They took out all the leadership.
Cell phones, and those guys were afraid to have beepers and cell phones, so they met in person, and then Israeli intelligence figured out where they were, and they whacked that, and they got a whole bunch of them in one spot. So they're getting some major people. So if you keep that momentum up, Hamas will finally... You can break the will of most of them.
Congressman,
but, you know,
Congressman, yes, we have run out of time.
Okay, thank you.
I always appreciate you coming on once a month.
You betcha.
Well, have a good day out there farming.
Hey, watch for us. We're going to do a Prop 36 event in Reading. We're working on putting one together pretty soon. So I want people to pay close attention and don't be fooled by the anti-36 to help fight crime in this state here.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Ready. Mayor Tanessa is really trying to help make that happen. So we're looking forward to a great turnout, though. So please watch for that, okay?
Okay, and Pat wants to talk to you as soon as we're off the air.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Everybody have a wonderful weekend, and God bless them.